You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We'll do a shiur from Rashi. Bein Hashmashes. Let's first go through the Gemara. Tana Rabban. Bein Hashmashes. Now, what does Bein Hashmashes mean? Between the sons. You remember, Abi? No? Bein Hashmashes is Machoikis. The Gemara says it means between 2 days. The Shemesh is the king of the day. So therefore we say, now it's who rules during the day? What's the Iker? That means the bright. We unfortunately, because we live, I say unfortunately because unfortunately, we live in a society that has electricity. So to us, there's no day and there's no night. The only thing at night is we fall asleep. That's the only thing. But we can have the same life during the day and during the night. It sort of ruined everything, right? It used to be that when you didn't have electricity, it was, you know, you went to sleep early, you learned. You got to sleep, you got to earth. The day was the Ikka focal point. The sun came up, like in last week's parasha, right? That Yankov Avinu, the Shemesh Marpet. So the Shemesh is called the king of the day. So when you say between the days, you mean between the days. In other words, the Baruch Hashem created a world with this day and this night, this day and the night. I mean Yom V'Layla, what we call Yom V'Layla, right? Yom V'Layla, a new day, right? We'll call it Yom Aleph, Yom Beis, and Gimel. In English, we call it Sunday, Monday, but as we've reiterated many times, it's not the same. Our Yom Rishon started last night, and today, by whatever, that's what we're going to see. So that's called Yom Rishon. Then, in other words, the starting point of Maaseh Bereishis is the beginning of Yom Aleph, right? Then 24 hours later, which again, 24 hours is because there are 12 mezuzahs, so each hour of the day we call a different mazel. There are 12 mazels. So Memela, what we call 24 hours later, what's called 60 minutes, which didn't exist, but in the Chazal's time, 60 minutes of 24 hours, 24 hours, 24 of 60 minutes, that starts a new day. So in between that is a point that we call Bein Hashmashes. What is that? Let's see. That's the morale. The Goyen has a different pshat, which he says it's between two shkiyas. And we'll see what that means. I don't know if we'll do it today. It's not that negative. But Tana Rabban, Bein Hashmashes, Safik min hayom, Safik min halayla. Safik kula min hayom, Safik kula min halayla. In other words, like this. Let's say tonight you have Bein Hashmashes, right? So the Zman of Bein Hashmashes, this midpoint, is a Safik if it's, we'll call it just Sunday and Monday. Again, we don't mean Sunday, Monday. We mean Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. Therefore, so it's a Safik whether the whole thing is a day, that whole point, the whole thing is night, or part of it is day and part of it is night. Rashi Atkedekach seems to say, which is not Negea, Tosfos understands Rashi, that it could vary every day. Pashas is not that way. Or it's one day, it could be, the whole thing could be day, the next day could be night, the next day could be two-thirds day, one-third night, and so forth. But that's not the Pashas. The Pashas is not Negea us. But what does it mean, Shnei Yomim? Meaning, let's say, for instance, if a person's a Zav, and a Zav sees in 2 days, there's a Chi of carbon. If he sees Bein Hashmashes, so could be it's a Suffolk if he's Chi of carbon, and so forth. Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes, you look at it, it could be it's already Shabbos, you can't do Malacha. Matzei Shabbos, right, you can't do Malacha. Why? Because it might be still Shabbos. Therefore, if a person will, let's say, pick a fruit at Bein Hashmashes one night, and Bein Hashmashes Friday afternoon, and then another fruit at Bein Hashmashes Shabbos afternoon, what would be the din? What? Why? Why? Maybe one was day and one was night. He did one at, that's called 6 to 6:15. Okay, let's just for right now. So he did one at 6:10, and the next night at 6:12.
And his 6:12 was,
which is really 6:10 was the answer. Right. So he's potter, maybe. But if he did the first night the first day 6:12, and the second one 6:10, then you're right, because Memanoshach, even if you, one of them was belonged to Shabbos, it came since it was earlier. In other words, the 6:12, let's say, okay, maybe belonged to Friday. But 6:10, if you can say 6:12 belongs to Friday, 6:10 has to belong to Shabbos. And if you can say 6:12 belongs to Shabbos, right? And 6:10 belongs to 6:12 belongs to Shabbos. right? Let's say. So 6:10. Right? So b'manoshech you have. You can't be chayv. You don't know if you chayv ten, but you know for sure you chayv one. That's the point. So that's taka the din. That's place is kasha and rashi. If it changes every day, how you chayv? But a koponim, that's the din. Well, no carbon. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: Matilo noisa chaymer shnei yam. Now, but what is bein hashmashes? Mishatishka chama, which technically means when the sun sets. Calls man shepnei mizrach madim. If you look at the east, there's still redness there. Hichsif atacht means became silver, dark. Right, looks silvery. As we know, black, right, is a sort of a silvery color. The loy hichsif elyon. It's dark at the bottom, but not at the top. There's still, because when the sun sets, as you right, put a bulb over here, you'll see light this way, but not light this way, because the light is going upwards. So that's called bein hashmashes. Hichsif elyon hishtif dan zeh ulayla de Reb Yehuda. Which what's the shit? The itmar. So now you have like this. Let's first talk about a mill. What's a mill? A mill is 2,000 amas, meaning somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 feet. How long does it take to walk a mill?
50 minutes.
What?
50 minutes is typically.
A mill. No. What? 18 minutes. That's really a machloikis. The basic shita is 18. How we arrive at it is not today's shita. Right? You ever heard of 18 minute matzahs? That's where they come from. Right? How long do you have to be machshir a chicken? We don't do it too much, but how long? A minimum, right? A minimum of a mil, 18. So basically, it's 18 minutes. The Goyen has a different sheet. It could be it's 22 and a half minutes. That sheet is 24 minutes. Basically, hold it's 18 minutes, right? That's why we have what's called 18 minute matzahs, which means is they don't leave the matzah alone for 18 minutes. For example, 18 minutes. That's a shear mill. It's a small shear mill. So now, so that's what's called a mill. Right now, we'll accept that as the shear. Therefore, itmar, number two. Shear ben, good, we told you the physical things of what's happening. But how long is it? Shear ben hashmash v'kam. I'm a rabbi, I'm a yidam shmul, shloisha chalke mill, three parts of a mill. My shloisha chalke mill. Ilai matil sepalga, three halves, because chalik means a half. So, name a mill a mechza, say one and a half. Ela tlasa tilsa mil, you mean three parts, three thirds, aim a mil. Ela tlasa revoy mil. Three parts mean three quarters. So it's three quarters of a mil. Let's do the mathematics here. What is that? 13 and a half minutes, right? So bein hashmashes is 13 and a half minutes. We pass like this mandama basically. Let's see. So Rav Yosef Amir Mishmul, Rav Yosef said, Shnei chalkei mil, right? My shnei chalkei mil, ilam etrei palga mil, two halves, lema mil. Ela trei revoy mil, two quarters, lema chatzim mil. Ela trei tilsa mil, two thirds. My benayu ikbenay palga danka. Palga danka is a 12th. In other words, one holds 12 minutes, one holds 13 minutes, 1.5 minutes is a 12th. But basically, bein hashmashes means mishatishka chama, let's call it three, for right now, three quarters of a mil later. That means, let's take bein hashmash, let's take now shkia. Shkia was around 4:30, right around 4:30. So that means till when can I do malacha erev Shabbos? What? 4:30, right? When can I do matzei Shabbos? 4:44, right? Right. That's the din. I never did that. Okay, it's a good question. But right now, that's what it seems to say in the Gemara. Okay, so now you have another Gemara. That's where it comes up. This is a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Pesachim says like this. That's negeya derech rechoyke. But we'll as far as how far you're called the derech rechoyke of gabe carbon pesach. So like this. Let's just basically, I didn't bring the Gemara because it's just too long, but we'll look like this. The din of derech rechoyke, the way most Rishayim learn pshat in the Gemara, is when do we bring a carbon pesach erev pesach from chatzos. So one man damals, which we hold, is that if you start walking at a normal pace, and you can make it to Yerushalayim or Dazara, in before Shkiyas Achama, therefore you are not in a derech hachoyker. If you're further than that, you're called a derech hachoyker. Even though lamaisi you could take a bus, you could take a horse and buggy and get there quicker. Derech hachoyker, that's a chazal makabel. Derech hachoyker means from the place I am. I live in Modi'in. That's the Gemara's example, right? You live in Modi'in, and that's a certain miles, a mil away. That's called a derech hachoyker. So what is it? So look at the Gemara. This is the maskana. It's a big shock of Atarya. This is the maskana. Now, Oiv Yavshurikiyah means like this. As we know, the world is flat, right? And the sun goes down, gets the sun moves the way we see it. I never felt any movement. But Archana has a shaila. If you take a lulav from China, maybe you should go like this. Because China, he says, can you do it now that people live underneath the world? So maybe it's growing this way. Okay, where you are. But look at the world as flat. So what happens? As we know, the sun rises over here. We see the sun, right? In the morning when you're trying to get to yeshiva, there's a lot of sun on Reed's Lane. It's hard to see people. And afternoon, if you have to go to Brooklyn, it's terrible, right? In the belt, the whole place is full of sun because the sun is moving to the west. So the sun, the way we see it, goes from east to west. This is sunrise, this is sunset. The sun disappears at one point. That's called Oiv Yavshur Rikiya. Oiv Yavshur Rikiya, right before now, the density, the thickness of the Rikiya. Or the sun goes here, and then goes like this. And then either goes back up this way, and we don't see it, or it goes this way. It's not Negeya. Marl said those are Soydus HaTaira, we don't have to. But basically is, the sun's going like this, right? So this is called Oiv Yavshur Rikiya. What is this Oiv Yavshur Rikiya? This Oiv Yavshur Rikiya is what's called Alois HaShachar. Let's just go through the points. Alois HaShachar, which means what? No.
Dawn.
I don't know if it's called dawn.
That's what they call dawn.
Okay.
That's
what
the chart says.
Who? The chart says dawn. Okay, fine. What it means is the first light, right, of ray. That's Meshachar, it's good ray. Right? You have Choshech. Choshech means held back light. And Chesachta is Bincha, Memeni. And Shachar means it's Oz Yevaka Shachar, means it appears. That's why Boiker, what's Boiker mean? Besides morning? It means what?
Bikur.
What does Bikur mean? It's not visit. Investigate. You ever know what criticism is? Yes, because what we think criticism means a bad thing. That's not what it means. Bikur means you investigate. You look, is it good or not? Because you have a light. And then it starts going. That's Zarach, the Shemesh gets up, that's called sunrise. Then you have the day, then the sun sets, Shkia. And then what we call, we'll see, Tzei Sakachav. What is that terminology, Tzei Sakachav? Tzei Sakachav means the stars go out. Later on, the Gemara says, which is Homa Chlekes, it's going to everybody, but whatever right now means three medium stars come out, three stars come out, okay? So that this point from here, when the sun goes here, or it's, if you take if you put a flashlight underneath the table, you will not see any light, right? If there's no room, but if you put it over here, you will see light. That's called a light shark. You put it here, oh, I see the flashlight. So same thing at night. It's going down. So that's shkia, and then you have what's called seis kachav. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: Oiviv shavakia is echad masar b'yom. In other words, we're looking at the amount that the sun travels. The amount that the sun travels is this part, in other words, this part is 1/10 of the day. We'll see what that means in a minute. It says teda. Now we're comparing it how far the sun is traveling to how far a person walks. Kama mahalach adam beinim biyom. What does a person walk in a day? Right? Eser parsos. A parsa is 4 mil. Okay? So 4 mil, right, times 10 is 40 mil. So how much does a person walk in a day? Now, what does it mean in a day? So, again, this is a big machloikis. But the Gemara is saying that he walks in a day from, the machloikis doesn't mean a day from sunrise to sunset, or from alois shachar till Tseisa Kochavim. Follow? Okay, but whatever it is, if you're saying it's from Alois HaShach to Tseisa Kochavim, That means that you talk about a day that from Alois Hashacha till Tzeis Kochavim is what? A person walks 40 mil in that time. But 1 second. In the winter it's short, in the summer it's longer, so it doesn't make sense. So we're talking about a 12-hour day. Right? That's what the... Right, that's the Rishayna and the Poiskim. So right now we're going to go with the Magen Avraham, the way the Magen Avraham, because it's not Negeos. So that means if you make a very cheshbon, 12 hours, right, is how many minutes?
720.
Divided by 40? 18. You got it, exactly. 40 to 72 is 1. Carry 32, 320. 40 to 320 is 8. That's how you get 8. This is how you get 18 minutes. One, okay? That's why it's 18 minutes. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara breaks it up. So the Gemara says, Me'alois HaShachar, from what you call dawn, Adan Eitzacham until sunrise, is Arba Milin. So how much is that? Oh, 72 minutes. We've heard of the terminology, 72 minutes, right? Oh, Mishki is a chamavat says kachavim is how much? Four mil. Abbas mil. Gemara says 4 mil. So now, what do you have the rest of the day?
Say 32 mil.
32. How much is 4 out of 32? In other words, again, you're saying as the sun travels 40. I'm sorry. As we travel 40, right? From Alois Hashachar, the sun has traveled over here 1/10 of its course. Now, if we just do it according to the way we're going, right? So 4 out of 32 is how much? 8. Nimtza oivishurkiya echad masarbiyam, 1/10. Very poshut. Rashi explains. Because if you take 4 out of 40, it's 1/10. It depends how you look at it. 4 out of 32 is 1/8. But 4 of the whole thing is 1/10. It's a way of doing it. The Gra has a different shot in the Rambam, but that's how we get to... Okay, so now, what do we have from over here? So we have over here from Neitzachama till Tzeisa Kachavim is what? Is 72 minutes. Well, what did I say? Elois? Shkia, I'm sorry. Shkia till Tzeisa Kachavim is how long? 72 minutes. Okay? We have 72 minutes. Fine. So now, that means Shkia now is what? 4:30. So what time are we talking about? 5:42. Okay, what, so there's something missing up here. Because what's Tzeis HaKachavim? What's Tzeis HaKachavim? No, no, what's Tzeis HaKachavim? What is it? What? No. Again, what does Tzeis HaKachavim mean?
Nighttime.
It means nighttime. So that means you're telling me from Shkia till nighttime is what? 72 minutes. And in the Gemara in Shabbos, what did we learn from Shkia Sechama till the next day is 3/4 of a mil, which is 13.5 minutes. That means there's a discrepancy here of 58.5 minutes. Something's
off.
But
the 18 minutes has to do with what day to what day. So it goes from Yom Rishayim to Yom Sheni.
Right.
That's what the Gemara says, 18 minutes. Tzeis HaKachavim has to do with the nighttime. It doesn't have to necessarily do with Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni. Meaning it could be.
So you're saying like this: 4:30 tonight is what Shkia. 13.5 minutes later is what? It's Monday, Yom Sheni, and 58.5 minutes later is.
It's nighttime of Monday.
So what is it between?
It's a portion of
that
new. That's not night yet.
You mean it's Monday day?
It's Monday.
What? No, that's what you're saying.
It's a shtick.
It's
part of Monday.
Oh, he is mechaven to Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Let's first see the Rishonim, and then we'll see what this is. So look at Tosfos Shabbos. I brought Tosfos Shabbos because it's more clear. This Tosfos is a huge Tosfos in Zvachim and Menachot. But let's first see what Tosfos is. Trey Tilsimil, which is the Dama Kasha. The Hacha Mashran, the Mishkiya Sechama, Adalaila, Leka Elatlas Revoy Mil. Uvrabuda, Gufe, in Psachim says, Bek Mishra Tome, Sava, the Mishkiya Sechama, says Kafam, Arba Milin. Okay. Vetsei Sakachavim is Lailo. How do you know that? Because Gemara says in Psachim, the Anachnu Oisim Bemlecha Bayoim, right? And at night we did Mishmar. The minay mapik, the Gemara learns that the maloisa shachar yamamu. So it's daytime. So Taisus doesn't want to learn like Gabi. So he's saying it's like this. 1 second. The Gemara says that till says kofim is day. Right, till says kofim is day. And here the Gemara says 3/4 of a day of a mil later is a new day. So what's going on? A new day means a night. Right, so there's a discrepancy. So k'toisis oimer bein tam. This is the famous of bein tam. The hamisam mayri betchilas shkia v'hacham ishetish kachamad. Bein tam is medayik that there's two lashonis. This was called shkia sachama, which is sunset. If you look in your newspaper, it says sunset is 4:30, and there's tish kachama. The sun completely sets. Meaning, the sun goes underneath, but there's maybe a little light then. Meaning, the Gemara in Shabbos that says Bein HaShemashes is 3/4 of a mil, that means the day keeps going not till 4:30, but till 5:28 and a half. 58 and a half minutes. And then, at 5:28 and a half, is Bein HaShemashes till, like we said before, 5:42. That means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this Friday afternoon, till 5, almost 5:30, 58 minutes after 4:30, can a person do malacha? Yes. Definitely. Did people do it? Definitely. In Hungary, even before the war. In Lithuania, 250 years ago, for sure. People did it. It's right? Shabbos afternoon, right? Can one do malacha 5 o'clock? No, he has to wait till 5:42. That means according to Rabbeinu Tam, a child that's born 5 o'clock this Friday, when is his bris? Friday. No shilas with brachas. A child that's born 5 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos, no problem for chil Shabbos. That's Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam holds there two shkias. Okay, so gentlemen, I want to ask you, okay, very nice. Who cares about the first shkia?
Okay, who cares? Dam nifsal b'shkia.
What?
It says dam nifsal b'shkia.
Dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Zogt Rabbeinu Tam in Zvachim, right? In Zvachim, that Gemara says that dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Of course, dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. All avoida has to be during the day. What's the big chiddush of dam nifsal b'shkia sachama? Sokta Bein Tam, if you look well at the Gemara in Pesachim, what's called a derech rechoika? So let's figure out. How much is a derech rechoika? If you go at a regular day, from 12 o'clock till when? 12 o'clock till 5? Let's take a 6 to 6 day. Okay? 6 to 6 day, that means 6 is shkia. When is the end of the day? 7:12, right? So that means from 12 to 7:12. It says, no, if you look at the Gemara there, it's mashu from 12 to 6 for a shkia. Zokta Bein Tam, kachim is a special halacha, that what? That kachim, you can't bring carbon, you can't do shkia, you can't do zrikas adam after shkia. Even though it's still day for 58 and a half minutes later, it's legabe kachim, you can't be zerik the dam. There's a special halacha. Therefore, the next time you're in Williamsburg, right, and you go out after the chuppah to shul, you want to learn a little before the chassan comes out, and you come in and they say, would you like to join us for davening? Say, sure. And you're about to daven ma'arav, they're davening mincha. So you will not find a shul that will daven an hour after shkia. They'll daven till an hour. I'm not talking about Netzol. Netzol, even Kamar will see them in Ger. If you're trying to make a minute, 10 minutes before Shkia, they don't let you. Because you're going, right, Sim? Right? So you always daven early. But here in America, right, especially in Borough Park, Williamsburg, you go into a shul, 5:15 they're davening, 5:20 till 5:30. But if you all of a sudden make a minion, 6 o'clock, try to make the chassidim will not let you. Why? What do you mean? It's nighttime. How could you daven mincha now? Right? Those that do, there's no such thing. It's maybe a Rebbe that's from somewhere, which I don't know if now, the Ribnitz or Rebbe, whatever it was. But I don't think you're going to any inquisition. So what will you ask them, Rabbeinach?
Only the Rebbe can daven.
No. If they daven 5, let's say now, 5:15. What? I can't hear.
How do you say
karbanos? How do you say karbanos? Let's leave a karbanos. How do you daven?
Right.
If can you bring up a talmid shabbat and buy him after 4:30? No. So how do you bring up? So this is a question the paiskim ask. So some paiskim, for instance, or ben yaina, a rishon, ben yaina at the beginning of the fourth parak says, according to ben atam, you cannot daven after 4:30. That's it. You can't daven after 4:30. Even though Kotor Ben Atam, you could do Malacha Friday afternoon, but you can't daven. You got to daven before 4:30. It's still Friday afternoon. You can do whatever you want till 5:28 and a half, whatever it is, right? But you can't daven Mincha. But the Paiskim say no. The Ikka of Ben Arbayim is the Mincha, the Ketores. Mela, that was brought later. Dam Nifsel Bishkir Sechama. The Tefillah's connectors. This is a big thing. The Shaksaya's whole thing. But that's the next time if you want to start up with a Chassid, ask. A serious chassid will know how to answer you, right? But a kaponim, be careful, you know, because some of them do know how to learn. A lot of them do know how to learn, so you can't, especially these things. No, no. But a kaponim, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gra says this can't be. I mean, go outside 5:30. It's kemat pitch dark. Which light? What light? Shkia 5:30. What do you mean shkia? So the goyim kia do it. Says no, there's no such thing. 4:30 is shkia. Can you do malacha according to going 3/4 mil later? Yes, of course. It varies according to where you live. It could change, but we're not talking about that right now. Okay, but what? But the going. So what does the gemara mean? 4 mil? That says kala kachavim. It's a different thing. What is a negeya? It's negeya of pshat in the gemara and brachos. We won't go in. It's not negeya la halacha lamaisa. It's not negeya la halacha lamaisa. Okay? According to the Gra, can you do malacha at 4:30? No, you can't. 4:31, you can't do malacha. Can you do malacha 4:45? Yes, you could. Again, 3/4 mil, which is 13 and a half minutes, it's only if it's constant. It's not true, because it depends on the season, depends on where you live with the equator, as far as halacha l'maaseh. Did Rabbi Shmuel Salant in Eretz Yisrael do malacha 1/4 hour after? Yes, he did.
What's a Shabbos?
He did malacha. Yeah, Shmuel Salant did. He held the halachas like a guy in Eretz Yisrael for sure.
Did a baby born by the Shmoshes and then Shabbos? He did a 12 minutes after the Shkia. 12 minutes. He did a bris on Shabbos.
After the Shkia.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Friday afternoon.
No, according to the Goyim, it's not. Check that out.
It's in that safer.
Okay, fine. But Akoponim, according to the Goyim, 4:35 is Ben Hashmashas already. A kid born then should be gemalt on Sunday. It's a Shiloh. A kid born Shabbos afternoon, 4:45, is Sunday. Okay?
In Lakewood, there was a boy born 60 minutes after the Shkia.
Yeah, because the Baron was very... It's hard to understand that. Because the Baron wanted to bring in Shita Sobein Tam into America, because no one did it. I mean, even with Satmar Rav accepted it from a Baron, he even walked with a cane. A Baron told him not to walk with a cane.
He said that about good as a rabbanon cane. He said, everybody's going home in Williamsburg from Shul already to make Kiddush, and you're first going to Mincha. We're walking with a cane with a silver tie.
Oh, really? So he stopped. He listened.
Yes, but to stop would be a big kill.
Right, right. Okay, this is the kashi we should show him. All the Rishonim ask is, there's other shitas, there's the Reyim, that Bein HaShemashis is before Shkia, that's why women light 18 minutes before. We're not going to go. But anyway, this is the kashi. Comes along with Yitzhak Isaac Chava, Talmud from Talmidei Agra. They say he saw the Agra when he was a little kid, but he's not technically a Talmud. He's a Talmud from Talmidei of Shkol Shklava. He was a Meridik Goyin in Kabbalah and in learning, right? Not like nowadays. The guy's a Makubal, and then they say maybe he'd like to learn something too, right? But a Kapani was a Meridika Goyim, Meridika. So he says what Gabi says, one sec, what's going on? What's the stira? I don't understand the stira. Maybe the setup of a day is like this. 4:30 is Shkia. 3/4 mil, we don't know. Is it Sunday? Is it Monday? Is it Shabbos? Is it Friday? 3/4 mil later, it's Takas Monday, but it's day. Who says the day goes Laila and Yoim, Laila and Yoim? Maybe it goes Yoim. Laila, in other words, you have 3/4 mil later is a new day, right? 3/4 mil later is night, and that point is called day. The Erev means the sun set and the sun got up. That's what it means. Erev means west. That's why it's called Erev, right? That's what it means. It means the sun went into the west. Who says? Where did the Rishonim know that that's the state of day? Avada, we accept it. Our mothers taught us this. Even our fathers might have told us this, right? But we know night, the night starts. But who says? Maybe the beginning, it's talking about the beginning of a new day, but maybe like, that's what he was saying basically. Maybe it's daytime. So you'll tell me you could do a bris mila, then yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. He doesn't say for everything, which is not the point right now. So that was the question. Rabbi Zalman quotes him, and he's mafalpal, and he doesn't find anywhere. So the Shishiva Zatzal, this I heard from Ashver, had a raya. When I sent it over to Rabbi Yonasan many years ago, he says, yeah. He says, not only he had the raya, but when he showed it to Rabbi Zalman, the raya, Rabbi Zalman was very taken aback from the raya, and he opened up all the Rishayim, which you see, and he couldn't find any Rishon saying, not like Taisus, he says, the raya brura. Where do you know, where is it saying Chazal that the night stays, that the Rishonim assumed a new day starts with night? Where do we know that from? So look at this Gemara in Shabbos, number 5. The din is like this. Oh, you did the number 6. I thought maybe I forgot to tell you. Yeah, that's great. All right. Mishnah. Ein madlikin shemen sreifa biyomtev. In other words, shemen sreifa means truma that became tmeya. Chala, what we call chala nowadays, right? What do we do with the chala? What do we do with the chala? We burn it. Why do we burn it? Because that's the din, that truma tmeya, you burn. Machlokes Rishem is the rice and the rabbanon, but that's what you do with it. You burn it. You're for sure allowed to burn it. For sure allowed to burn it, right? And the kohen can use it now for firewood. So yes, we sack and we don't give it to the kohanim. Anybody here a kohen? No. Nobody's here a kohen. It's unusual. Okay, right? Oh yeah, of course. So
for sure, he's a kohen.
What?
So you don't know for sure that he's a kohen.
That's why you don't give it to him. Huh? No. Before. Well, how would you like if everybody in this room's wives would give you a piece of dough that you could burn? He said, leave me alone. What am I going to do with this? I got electricity, I can cook, I can use my oven, I can use my microwave. I don't need this, right? So that's why we don't give it to Kohen. That's it. Rakaka belongs to them. You're right, that's a different question. But no Kohen, the reason we don't keep it around, we assume all Kohen say, listen, keep it, it's fine. Don't worry, you burn it. But that's the din, okay? You burn it. Now, you can't be madlik shemen sreifa biyomtev. In other words, let's say you have oil that became tamei. It's okay, so you know what I'll do? Let's talk about the kohen or whatever it is. I'll light up. No, it's a kohen. Once the kohen lights it and uses it for his own pleasure, we can go in. There's no isan na, but it has to be used for the purpose of a kohen. Or it's a kohen lights the room with this shemen sreifa, everybody, ne'er la'echad, ne'er la'me'ah. But it can't be used specifically for a yid. But that didn't. So you can't be madlikit on Yom Tov. Why not? Zok the Gemara. You see, the skip over where it says Gemara. My timer. Lefi she'ein sarfin kotshim be Yom Tov. Because we're not allowed to burn kotshim on Yom Tov. There's a special thing you can't burn kotshim on Yom Tov. Menani mili. In other words, you can't burn kotshim on Yom Tov. We learn out, it's not a drasha. We say that don't burn truma because you might come to burn kotshim on Yom Tov. Now, what's wrong with burning kachim yom tov? Zok the Gemara, mena hani mili. How do you know you can't burn kachim yom tov? Now, look in Rashi for a second, in number 6. Menani mili, the ain't sarfin. The ilom emayat lakra, if not for the possible we're going to bring, islam lameimer lesi eser de beish yisrefu vitres loisesek on malacha. Right? Whereas the esef srefus kachim, which is a mitzvah, again, truma is not a mitzvah, but the essay, right, is doicha loisesek. Now, you'll ask me, what's the big deal? You're allowed to do it for Ochel Nefesh, for your purpose. The Torah says you're not doing it for that. You're doing it because there's a din to do it. And since there's a din to do it, mele you can have a na. This Rashi is a Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim, where it says that if you have noisa from the Karban Pesach, don't burn it on the 15th in the morning, wait till the 16th. Now, before we see the Pesukim, there's also Gemara in Shabbos. This is a Gemara in Shabbos, and later in Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Let's say you have a Mila Shaloi Bismana, right? A Mila Shaloi Bismana. Now we know Mila Bismana is Doicha Shabbos. Mila Shaloi Bismana is not Doicha Shabbos. Why isn't Mila Shaloi Bismana Doicha Yom Tov? Why shouldn't it be Doicha Yom Tov? Why? Because Shabbos, it's not a question, because it can't be Doicha Lav Shebakaris. Right? But Yom Tov, You should, there's no kavris. You should say esed dechaloisase. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara brings this pasuk about ein sof and kachur biyomtiv. I want to first, we can ask, we understand the concept. In other words, the din is that you don't burn kachim on Yom Tov. Why not? The Gzeres HaKosim. Good. What's the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosim? Why can't you burn this? It's Gzeres. No, it's not. What's got to do with Mila then? The pshat is Azoy. Why would I have thought you could burn kachim on Yom Tov? Because of Essay? That's the klal. So one second.
Isn't there a sale
sign? What? Oh, that's the Gemara's final teretz. We're going without it. Right. And a Harami. That's the Gemara's final teretz. It's an Essay too, but these Omarim do not hold for it. So what's the pshat? The pshat is Azoy. When do you say Esed Deichaloisase? Right? Klein Betzitzis, Yibum, I'm talking about Yibum and Chai V'Lab, and so forth, right? So, let's learn out from here, since Sreifus Kachim is not Deichi Yom Tov, let's learn out, ain't Esed Deichaloisase. Why do you learn from Tzitzis, Esed Deichaloisase? Let Tzitzis be the exception, and this should be the rule. How do you know Tzitzis is the rule, and this is the exception? So, right, that's always a question. How do you know? What's the Svarach Yitzayna? Chai V'Tzayna is Esa should not be Deichaloisase. Now you have tzitzis that klein betzitzis you can wear. Esa, so we learn out. Not just klein betzitzis you can wear out. Esa Deichaloisase. So you learn it everywhere. Why? You see over here, ain't Esa Deichaloisase. Sreifus Kachim is not Deichaloisase. So Taisus, all the Rishayim came out to say, the same Torah. They say like this. Because when it comes to tzitzis, you have no choice. Esa Deichaloisase. Over here you have a choice. Wait till tomorrow and burn the Kachim. Oh, that's how you learn how Mila Shul Bismata. You want to mild the child today? Wait till tomorrow. When do I say Esed Deichaloisase? When I have no choice. But they're here, right? Like what's called in the Gemara, Efshel Akayim Shneim. But this is a different type. Usually Efshel Akayim Shneim means I could do, what are you putting on strings made out of wool, right? For the loven, right? The trellis is always wool. Go get some strings made out of pishon so you don't have of pishon. Put on of wool and you have no client. Right? You're wearing a beged of wool, you have tchelus made out of wool, and now you make the loven out of pishon. Esed Deichaloisase. What can Esed Deichaloisase? Go get some summer wool. Right? So that's Efshel Akayim Shneim. But over here it's not. Why? Because you would think, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you have to do right away. We shouldn't speak this out. Kamash v'lan, wait till tomorrow. Okay, so what do we learn out from here? We learn out from here that when do I say Esed Deichaloisase? When you have to do it. There's no other choice. But if you can wait until tomorrow, you don't. That's the pshat. What's the drasha? Let's look at the drasha. Zok the Gemara. My time, back to the Gemara number 5. Lefi, ein sarfen kachim biyamt. Menani mili, amachiski. It's going on carbon pesach. V'chei amakra, lo yisasiru memen ad boika. Don't leave the carbon pesach ad boika. What? Because if you leave it ad boika, it becomes nicer. V'anoysa memen ad boika, and what you leave till the boika, then Be'eshi Saref. That's the end of the pasuk. Now, it could have said, Amakra, Loisasir Memena Ad Boiker, Vanoisa Memena Be'eshi Saref. It says, don't leave it till the morning, and what's left over? Left over when? Boiker. So why does the Torah say two times the word Boiker? It could have said, Loisasir Memena Ad Boiker, Vanoisa Memena Tisrafu Be'eshi Saref. She'ein Talmud Loima Ad Boiker. What do I need the second Ad Boiker? Umat Talmud Loima Ad Boiker. What does the pasuk tell you? This tells me that you don't burn it the morning of the 15th, even though it became nicer when? The morning of the 15th, right? The man that holds chatzais, Taisa goes into that. But it becomes nicer the morning of the 15th. So you say, okay, burn it the 15th. No, Baker Shani means the 16th. So what do we learn out from there? More correctly, you learn out ain't suffering kachim beyond a special din. Why? Because that's the klal. You can wait till tomorrow. Frektais is akasha number 7. By kashen tas in toima eat by kashen is davka ve'en yachal sarfa belel matzi yomtiv. Right. Remember, what we're saying is burn it as soon as it's not Yom Tov. Why? Because on Yom Tov you have the problem of Loisase. And as is not the Chalek, you can wait. So if that's true, Heichi muchach de ein sarfen kachim be Yom Tov, Doichi Yom Tov. Hakocha einem etam de ein sarfen kachim, Doichi Yom Tov. The Baleil Matz Yom Tov nami ein sarfai. V'im kei, gzeres ha kosvu, lissoi b'bay kesheni. You're not learning out from the Ein Sof and Kachem B'Yomtev. If it was a din of Ein Sof and Kachem B'Yomtev, burn it Matzah Yomtev. That's when that's not Yomtev anymore. What do you see? There's a special pasuk. Wait till the next morning. So what does that got to do with Ein Sof and Kachem B'Yomtev? In other words, what Tais is saying is, you're telling me that I don't say Asad Dechol, I say because I can wait. So wait till Matzah Yomtev. So why do you burn it the next day? That's exactly the custom. So you can't learn out any halachas to Mila, to other things, that you don't say Asad Dechol, could you wait? This is a special din to burn it by Kesheni. It's exactly the custom. There's no logic to it. That's Tais's kasha. And for Tais's, he says, no, it is logical. Why? Yesh loyim ha'da ain't suffering b'layla. I'm a shum hikbar kosher, list of kosher b'layla. Kida'akim b'shlamet. The Gemara learns like this. What do we know by kachim? Kachim is nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. In other words, if you bring a shlamim today, you eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow. Zok the Gemara, maybe it should be like toida. A toida you eat today and tonight. So shlam, what? Midnight is exer. You eat toida today and tonight. So just like toida you eat today and tonight, so shlama, which the Torah says umamachras hayoyim with tonight, umachras with tomorrow night. In other words, because in kachim the laila is hayloch hayoyim. In other words, just like you eat, right? So too you should go ahead and. So Gemara learns that no, you can't. Right? So Gemara says okay. So Gemara learns from a pasuk. No, that you only can eat it 2 days and one night. So if so, when does it become nicer? When does it become nicer? Tomorrow night. So burn it at night. Zok the Gemara, be'yayim tesarf, burn it in the day, be'ain sarfin belayla. There's another halacha. Ain sarfin kachim belayla. Ain sarfin kachim belayla. Okay? So look at Taisis. Kedakrim shlomim de'ain nechal lar shlishi, afilo hachi ain sarfin be'yayim shlishi. Like the Gemara Darshan to Pesachim, b'yayim hashishi be'ish yisarf, b'yayim atasarf, v'yatasarf alayla. So it comes out like this. When you have the Karban Pesach, when does it become nicer? The 15th. The Torah tells us, when should you burn it? The morning of the 16th. Why the morning of the 16th, Tosfos says? Why not the night of the 16th? The Torah says, we would have known not to burn it the night of the 16th. Why? Let's say you takadu burn it the morning of the 15th. And a guy didn't realize he didn't have noise, he forgot about it. So when would you burn it if you missed the night of 15th? You can't burn it the night of 16th because there's another lacha called Ein Sofrin Kachim B'Layla. So when's the first time you can burn it? By Kesheni. Oh. So Memela, Taisa says, what do you learn out from there? Ein Sofrin Kachim B'Layla. Ein Sofrin Kachim Deichi Yomtev. Why? Well, it's Taisa's Kasha. If it's a din that Kachim's not Deichi Yomtev, Dut Matzah Yomtev. You're right. When's the first Matzah Yomtev that you can burn? Morning, because at night you can't burn. Ein Sofrin Kachim B'Layla. Right? So Taisa's learning that's Pshat in the Gemara. According to Gavriel, according to Bitzkai Zechaber, why? Burn it after Ben Hashmashis. After Ben Hashmashis, it's a new day, but it's still called day according to you. Is Akochach Muchach, that what? From this Gemara, the way Taisa learned the Gemara, that the day starts with night. Otherwise, you have Taisa's Kasha. What's Taisa's Kasha? Taisa's Kasha is if the din is Ein Sofrin Kachim B'Yomtev, burn a Matzah Yomtev. The Torah says, how could you burn a Matzah Yomtev? Ein Sofrin Kachim B'Layla. But the day doesn't stop at Layla, according to Bitzkai Zechaver. It starts with day. It's a Raya Brewer, the way we learned the Gemara, that the day starts with night. That's where the Rishon got it. So this is, I'm going to open up every Rishon that there is on this Kasha in Shabbos and Pesachim. No one says different than Taisis. If we have no other Torahs, you have to learn that's Pshat. It's a Raya Brewer that you can't burn Kachim. That the day doesn't start with day. The day starts with night, like we've all been taught. Not like a Bitzkai Zechav, not like a Vriyah. So now you'll ask me, oh, so wait a second. One thing we got from this shiur, that when your wife burns the challah, means she can't burn it at night?
No, that's not
kashim. Why? Challah's not kashim. Huh? You see, you can't burn Shemin Sreifa on Yom Tov because of Kachim. All right, so this is your homework. It's on the gate. You'll find for me. It's a Noida Behuda. Mishabur quotes him and the Minchas quote. You look it up.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.